There's two kinds of people in the world. There's two kinds of people. First group of people is a group of people I'd like to term wise. Wise people. Okay? Wise people want to learn. They want to grow. Wise people want to be better today than they were yesterday. They want to be better tomorrow than they were today. Wise people are not typically inwardly focused. Wise people care about others. They want their life to be a blessing to other people. Wise people, they actually want to make good decisions. Wise people actually have this desire that they want to make right decisions. And the good news about wise people is that typically wise people throughout their life, they become more wise as time goes on because of their hunger for that, because of their desire. They become more wise. So they become wiser the next year than they were the year before. That's the first kind of person, wise. Then there's a second kind of person, foolish. Foolish person. Foolish people, they float through life making silly decisions that cause them and others harm and pain. But foolish people are interesting because when you present them with the truth, they don't receive it and they don't grab onto it. Now, foolish people are not necessarily bad people. It's not like they're evil in any kind of way. They're just foolish. They're just foolish. So a foolish person, things go in one ear and out the other. Foolish people, you try to tell them, hey, you shouldn't be doing that, or hey, you should try it this way. They keep doing the same thing over and over and over again, hoping for different results, and those different results never happen, and so they're foolish. Two kinds of people in the world, wise people and foolish people. Now, all of us at times in our life can be wise and act in wisdom, and all of us can be foolish and act kind of foolishly. But there's people in their life who tend towards one or the other, I believe. So even if I might make a foolish decision, or man, I wish I wouldn't have made that decision. I wish I wouldn't have done that. That was kind of foolish. Hopefully, I would view myself as a person who's trying to be wise, to try to make wise decisions, try to be a blessing to others. But then there's folks on the other end who majority of their life is spent just kind of being dumb and just kind of being foolish and doing all kinds of odd things. Now, the Bible talks about the wise person and talks about the foolish person. And we read about it in all throughout the Bible, but obviously the book of Proverbs. Book of Proverbs is the big place for wisdom. And if you've ever read the book of Proverbs, essentially what it is it's just sayings about, hey, this is a wise statement right here. Be on guard for this. Watch out for this. Hey, this is a thought you should consider. And as we read the Proverbs, we become more wise. But Proverbs also talks about foolishness, and it talks about foolish people. Now, as I was thinking about my talk this week, I was thinking about who the author was of the book of Proverbs, all right? Now, if you've been in church for any length of time, you know that the major author of the book of Proverbs is who? Very good, Solomon. Who was Solomon? Wisest man to ever live, right? Wisest man. The story goes like this, that God came to him when he was going to be ruling over the Israelites, and God said, hey, I'm going to give you anything that you want to. I'm going to give you anything you want. And Solomon said, God, give me wisdom so that I can rule this people well. And God said, wow, because you asked for wisdom and you didn't ask for riches, you didn't ask for fame or popularity, I'm not only going to give you more wisdom than anybody's ever had before, I'm also going to give you more riches than anybody's had before. I'm going to give you more influence, more power, more fame than anybody has ever had before. So Solomon had it all. Solomon had more wealth. If we were to take Solomon and transfer him to today, he would be equivalent to a multi-billionaire, okay? Influence and fame-wise, he would be world-renowned. So Solomon had it all. He'd been through it all. But Solomon writes the book of Proverbs. And here's what Solomon says about wisdom. Okay, the wisest man on earth, also the richest man, most popular man, says wisdom is supreme. He says wisdom is better than gold. Now, this isn't a guy who doesn't have gold. This is a guy who has all the gold you could possibly want. And even he says, you know what, despite all the riches I have, wisdom is still better than that. Wisdom is way, way better than gold. He says wisdom is pleasantness to your soul. Wisdom, he says, brings you peace. Here's Solomon, the richest guy in the world. He could buy his way out of anything, buy his way into anything, and he says, wisdom is actually the ultimate thing that's going to give you peace. He says this too, when you have wisdom, you're actually going to sleep better at night. You'll sleep sweet. Now, wisdom, we need wisdom in all areas of our lives, but we certainly need wisdom in the area of relationships when it comes to interacting with one another. We've got to have wisdom. We've got to have wisdom. And here's why. Because, like I said a few weeks ago, when it comes to interacting with guys, interacting with girls, the Bible doesn't give us step-by-step solutions to every issue that we have, to every complicated thing that we face. The Bible just doesn't have step-by-step solutions, okay? But the Bible does give us wisdom, okay? And that's where wisdom comes in, because your scenarios, your situations are going to be somewhat different than everybody else's. They're going to be different than mine. But one thing is consistent, and that's that God gives us wisdom. And he gives us wisdom to handle situations well and to handle situations the way that he would like us to. So today and next week, we're moving into the latter half of this series, and it's simply going to be me imparting wisdom to you as best I can from my experience, from others' experiences, and from what the Bible says in regard to certain and specific things that you'll deal with in relationships. Now, don't forget to text in your questions. Okay, I've got a few coming in, which is really, really good. Very, very good. Wow, those are going to be good. I'm going to get those. Keep texting them in, all right? But the first thing I want to do is this. I'm going to attempt to answer this question, or at least give you some wisdom and help you in this area. What do I do if someone likes me and I don't like them? What do I do if somebody likes me and I don't like them? Okay, wow, that's a tough question. Maybe we should pray before we start. God, give me wisdom to help them. Okay, what does wisdom tell us in this situation? This is about as practical as you get. Now, in this question, there's two people that I've identified. Okay, there's we'll call them the like-e and the like-er. Okay, the like-e is the person that's being liked. Okay, they're the person that's being liked on. And the like-er is the one that's doing the liking, okay? Now, I think there's wisdom in whatever role that you're in, okay? And this is a good question because I know we have all been there before. We're all probably there right now. We've been the like-e and we've been the like-er when that person doesn't like us, okay? So, first off, I want to say this. If you are being liked and you do not like the other person, congratulations. Somebody likes you, okay? That's great. Somebody likes you. Other than your parents, who have to like you, somebody likes you. Okay? Good job. Now, you might think that this person is the oddest, weirdest, ugliest person you've ever met. That's fine, okay? You may think that inside. Don't say it out loud. You may think it inside. But when somebody likes you and you don't like them, there's many different ways you can respond. Dozens of different ways. I'm going to introduce you to some of the people that respond in certain ways. So let me introduce you first to Jerk Jackie, okay? Jerk Jackie doesn't have time to deal with this when somebody likes her that she doesn't like. Jerk Jackie has a certain standard for a person she likes, and when a person likes her who does not meet that standard, she gets furious. How dare he like me? He doesn't even know me! Darting glares, quick walk-bys, and ignoring are the tools that she uses to make her case in point, I hate you. Stay away from me. Now, if these tactics don't seem to give her the release that she needs, then Jerk Jackie resorts to demeaning comments, gossip, hoping to use these things to pound the helpless young man into submission and remove any desire or attraction whatsoever. Okay, that's Jerk Jackie. Now, as I go through these, you're going to find that you've witnessed Jerk Jackie. Jerk Jackie's been like treated you bad before. But at the same time, you've also been Jerk Jackie, okay? And just because it's a girl, same thing goes for guys. Guys, you've been a Jerk John before, okay? You've been that way. And you've had it done to you. Now, is that the wise way to respond when somebody doesn't like you? Probably not. But let's look on. Okay, let's talk about Lead on Leonard. Okay, when Lead on Leonard doesn't like someone who likes him, he prefers to keep them hanging on because of his enjoyment of the attention that he gets. There's some feeling of power that he gets from stringing her along. He has no intentions of pursuing a relationship, but the thrill of attraction and attention and watching the hoops that she goes through to win his favor are kind of amusing to him. Lead on Leonard will ignore her one day, then he'll be really complimentary and sweet the next day. So Lead on Leonard, essentially, he'll keep her close enough to satisfy his selfishness, but never close enough for a true friendship. How many of you have ever interacted with a Lead on Leonard before? Yeah? Yeah? You don't have to raise your hand because Leadon Leonard might be sitting right next to you. That'd be a little awkward, okay? How many of you have been a Leadon Leonard before? You know how I could write these? Do you know how I could write these? Yeah, me too. I've been there too. Is Leadon Leonard the best way to respond? Probably not. But let's keep going. How about Vague Vivian? Vague Vivian. Let's see what she has to do. Vague Vivian has a real problem giving straight answers, and so instead she acts incredibly vague. She doesn't give a firm yes. She doesn't give a firm no. She just says vague things like, I really appreciate our friendship. Or, you're a good guy. Okay. Vague Vivian hides out in her vagueness too cowardly to say what she really thinks. Her vagueness keeps the guy who likes her around long enough to make her somewhat feel desired and good, but he'll never have a for sure answer. Vague Vivian. Anybody ever done that? Anybody ever had that done to them? Probably not the wisest way. Now let's take a look at this next guy. How about Awkward Alvin? Awkward Alvin, okay. Awkward Alvin, plain and simple, acts like an idiot when someone likes him and he doesn't like them. Awkward Alvin begins doing odd things like not showing up, hiding in public, and not talking. Alvin has no courage, Alvin has no backbone, and therefore he resorts to hiding and sneaking around hoping that she doesn't see him. Anybody ever interacted with an awkward Alvin? Anybody ever been awkward Alvin? Okay. In the end, are any of these wise? No, they're not. They're not wise. They're not wise for a couple reasons. They don't honor God. Those tactics don't. Okay. None of these methods honor people. And in the end, these methods are unwise because they cause harm for not only the other person, they actually cause harm to the person doing them. Okay. Jerk Jackie might think that she's doing herself a favor by acting like a jerk. She thinks she's getting her point across. Honestly, she's hurting herself at the same time. She's hurting herself in the process. Now, as I said before, I've been all these people at times in my life. Maybe not Awkward Alvin, okay? Throw that out there. I don't know if I was ever an Awkward Alvin. Maybe I was. But I've been all those other people. Or I've had those people do things to me, so I was able to write about them. I remember specifically when I was Leadon Leonard. All right? And fellas, ladies, you do it too. But guys, I know what it's like to be a Leadon Leonard. And I know what it looks like when a guy is being a Leadon Leonard, and I don't like it. Now that I'm old enough to see what it does on the other side, I hate it. When I was a Leadon Leonard, here's what I did. There was a girl when I worked at Starbucks who would come in with her friends all the time, and she really liked me. And she was doing everything she could to try to make sure that I knew that, okay? And here's the thing, I kind of like the attention. It was kind of fun to have her group of friends come in and visit me when I was making coffee. I thought that was really cool. I thought it was fun. And so, did I ever tell her? No, I'm really not interested in that. No, I didn't do that. Was I flirty? Yeah, sometimes, maybe. I did just enough to keep her around, but never enough to, you know, make her realize I didn't like her anymore. I was a total Leadon Leonard. And you know what? Looking back, how shameful that I did that. How shameful that I didn't honor her feelings. How shameful was it that I didn't just have a straight answer? I guess I was a Leadon Leonard and a Vague Vivian kind of all at the same time. That's kind of rough. I feel bad about that. Now, we've all been there. We've experienced these things have been done to us, these people. We've done it to others. So what would wisdom say? What would wisdom say? What would Solomon tell us? What would just wisdom and godly practice tell us to do in this situation? Well, wisdom would be the exact opposite, okay? It'd be the exact opposite of everything that I just described. Wisdom would be patient. Wisdom would be kind. Wisdom would be clear and straightforward. And wisdom would honor the dignity of the person. The dignity of the person. Would you say this with me real fast? Say, honor the dignity of the person. Good, good. Honor the dignity of the person. So, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to call up my wife. So, I was going to do this with a student, and then I thought if I did it with a guy, you all would laugh, and I wouldn't get the point across. If I did it with a girl, It'd be very awkward. So here's what we're going to do. As simple, and we're going to, right here. Keep this distance. Now, I'm going to do my best job to give you a wise example of how to respond when somebody likes you and you don't like them, all right? So we're going to have a we're going to have this conversation, okay? Now this might not be exactly the way that you will do it, but I want to give you an actual example so that you will forever never be able to say that you didn't at least hear an example of how to do this somewhat a right way, okay? Now let's be honest with this. Let's be honest. It's never easy doing this. It's never easy, okay? And a lot of times the right thing and the wise thing are not the easy thing. The easy thing is to be like Jerk Jackie. The easy thing is to be Awkward Andy, okay? Those are the easy ways out. But wisdom isn't always the easy way, but wisdom, you guys, is the right way. Wisdom is the way that's going to honor that person. Wisdom's the way that's going to please God. And wisdom's ultimately the way that's going to, you know, help you as well. So, Ariel likes me, okay? And, but I don't like her like that, okay? I don't despise her as a human being, okay? I just don't like her like the way that she likes me, okay? All right? Yeah. Let's scoot up a little bit here so they can see. Okay. So, Arielle's, you know, she's given me the sign. She's given me the, you know, whatever, the flirt stuff. She's given me the stuff. And I realize, okay, I have some choices at this point, okay? I can be a Jerk Jackie, and I can just walk up and I can just do all that she does, ignore her, spread rumors about her, be a jerk, okay? I could do that. I could be Lean on Leonard, and I could just kind of, you know, keep her along for a little bit and then give her the, you know. That's actually a cool dance move. Bring it in. Ho! That's the Lean on Leonard dance. Come on. Bring it in. Oh. Come on. Bring it in. Oh. Some of you guys know that dance all too well, which is bad. I could be a vague Vivian, okay, and just kind of not give a straight answer, or I could be Awkward Annie and hide behind this. Well, I'm not going to do any of those. I'm going to be wise. So, you ready for this conversation? Hey, Ariel.
Hey.
This is not an easy conversation for me to have with you. But I feel like I need to do it because I feel it's the right thing. I know that you kind of like me. And the truth is, I think you're great. I think you're great. But I don't like you like that. I don't like you like that. And I don't want this. I don't want to lead you on in the wrong way. I don't want to give you the wrong impression. I don't want it to be awkward around us. Okay. I don't want to string you on or anything like that. And so I just need to tell you so that we can both move on. Okay. Now, when I see you again, we don't need to be awkward or anything. I'm not going to go tell anybody about this. This is just between you and me. But I just need you to know, just so that you don't get the wrong impression.
Thank you for telling me.
Oh, very good. All right. Now get out of here. Get out of my face. Yeah. We're going to talk about that in just a minute. Because we're going to talk about that. Oh dear. Okay. Now, okay, that was just a basic example. But guys, I'm telling you, guys and ladies, some of you need to have conversations like that. Some of you need to have conversations like that, okay? That is the right way to honor somebody if they don't like you, but you like them, okay? Or if somebody likes you and you don't like them. Once it gets to a certain point, that's the type of conversation you need to have. It's not easy, okay? That wasn't an easy conversation, but it was a right conversation. And you know what? Now she has the choice. Now she can respond wisely or she can respond foolishly. So let's talk about being the recipient of a conversation like that, all right? There's one way that I've seen many times that people respond to a conversation like that, and it's the response of a guy named Pursuing Peter, okay? Let's read about Pursuing Peter and how he responds to that situation. Pursuing Peter, or Pursuing Penelope, for ladies, doesn't take no for an answer. Statements like, I don't like you, I just want to be friends, are fuel for their motivation to keep the hunt going. Pursuing Peter, or Penelope, takes obvious statements of disinterest and interprets them as try harder. I'm playing hard to get. I really do like you. You just need to keep trying harder. Pursuing Peter becomes known as a desperate fool. He becomes known as somebody who doesn't understand social dynamics, and he tarnishes his reputation, or she does. Pursuing Peter or Penelope keeps on the hunt until he or she eventually tires at the chase, or until somebody in authority has to tell them to knock it off and to stop. Okay? Don't be like pursuing Peter. Don't be like him. All right? There's a wise way to handle it when somebody likes you that you don't like them, but then there's also a wise way to respond when you like somebody but they don't like you, okay? When somebody tells you that they're not interested, you just need to move on, okay, guys? Don't be the guy, don't be the girl who keeps trying, who keeps holding out hope, who keeps trying to reach back and trying to get there. You're doing yourself absolutely no good. In fact, you're hurting yourself more than you're hurting anybody else. Don't be pursuing Peter. Don't be pursuing Penelope. Just stop. That's wisdom. Here's the big idea with this, okay? When it comes to this subject, it's three words. You can write them down or just memorize them. When somebody likes you and you don't like them, you need to do three things. Show honor, be clear, and move on. Show honor, be clear, and move on. If you can remember that and you can like rehearse it, maybe you can make a song out of it or a poem or a dance, I don't care. Whatever it takes to remember it. If you can remember that, then when the situation comes up, you first remember, I need to show honor. So that means I don't talk about them behind their back. I don't be rude, okay? I don't not talk to them. I don't avoid them. I show honor. And showing honor is talking to that person. Showing honor is having that conversation. That is showing honor, okay? That is showing honor. If you got a question, just text it in, okay, buddy? Oh, I'll get you later then, okay? Cool, man. Thank you. Okay, yeah, talking is always good. Absolutely, absolutely. Second thing, be clear. Got to be clear, okay? Being vague and kind of dancing around the issue, that is not helpful at all. Not helpful at all. Show honor, be clear. Hey, I am interested in you. Hey, I'm not into you like that. I'm not into you like that. Be clear, and then move on. That's for both parties. Move on means move on. Move on. Don't keep holding out hope. Don't keep holding on. Just move on, okay? All right, I'm going to get to my next one, but I've got literally a ton of questions here. Give me one sec to read through them, and I'm going to see if there's one here. Okay, holy smokes. True or false, dating should be illegal in middle school? Probably true. We're going to actually petition our senators this summer for that as part of our outreach. So every woman I know is a vague Vivian. I'm sorry about that, whoever did that. Zach, I don't like this girl that likes me. She messages me constantly. How do I show that I don't like her? Okay, good question. Okay, exactly. Great, great question, okay? So, goes back to this. You show honor, you be clear, and you move on. Now, I'm going to tell you this. Texting is the absolute worst way you can communicate with people, okay? So, gosh, terrible. Terrible, terrible. You will never handle this situation well through text, ever, ever, okay? Nor Snapchat, nor tweeting, nothing, none of that, okay? So to this person, Zach, I don't like this girl. She keeps messaging me constantly. You need to sit down with her and have a conversation, okay? That's what you need to do. Sit down with her, have a face-to-face conversation. If I don't feel the way I think I should feel around a girl I've been dating, is that a reason to break up? That's a great question. That'll come in my next part of the talk, okay? I promise you. That's a good question. What is the purpose of a relationship if we can't get married until we are 18 at the earliest, okay? Now, that depends on, that's a good question. I would say you need to go back to your parents and talk to them about that because some parents say you shouldn't date at all until you're beyond 18 when you can actually marry. Some would say, you know what, to find out how to interact with people, to find out how to be in a relationship, to find out what you like and what you don't like, that's why you date, okay? So talk to your parents about that kind of thing. I would say that exclusive dating when you're in high school I'm not going to say it's the wrong thing at all, but I think you somewhat limit yourself to simply having a normal, enjoyable high school experience and getting to know a lot of different people. I think that dating probably for most people, there's some people who literally get married right out of high school. It's like this many, okay? Maybe one of you in this room will do that. Probably none of you will, okay? And most of you probably won't marry your high school sweetheart. That's another really small. Maybe one of you will, maybe two of you, probably not. And so in high school, that's a great chance for you while you're under 18 to get to know a lot of different guys, a lot of different girls, be in lots of friendships, get to know a lot of people. And then when you're older, when you're at that place, when you can start feeling like, hey, I can make the decision towards getting married, that's when you can probably get more serious. It's a good question. How do I not be vague when telling someone I don't like them but want to be friends? Guys get angry at me when I don't like them back, so I get scared. Great question. If a guy gets angry at you because you don't like him, he's an idiot. Plain and simple. Okay? If a guy doesn't like you because you don't like him, then he wanted something else other than an actual relationship. He wanted to do other things with you. Okay? Either that, or you need to look at yourself and maybe you're really leading people on in a certain way. Look at your own self first, okay? If you're a girl and you're leading guys on and you're making a guy think that you like him and then he pursues you and you say no, then you need to cut it out. That's silly. Stop being that girl. Stop flirting around. And then, of course, he's going to get mad at you. You gave him the impression that you liked him, okay? But it sounds like from this question that, a guy likes you and he gets mad. You just can't be vague. Don't be vague. Hey, I thanks for liking me. I just don't like you like that. Okay. What do you do if the person that you think likes you doesn't actually like you? What do you do if the person that you think likes you actually doesn't like you? Move on. How long will this question line be open? As long as you want it to be. I'll just leave it open. If you're too embarrassed to text it in here because you think I'll know who you are, I'll check them later in the week. Okay. What if you're wise and tell the person you don't like them but they aren't wise and spread rumors? How do you respond wisely? Ooh, boy. That's a great question. Let me read it again. What if you're wise and tell the person you don't like you don't like them, but they aren't wise, and they spread rumors about you. How do you respond wisely? Let me just say this. There's a verse in the Bible that I love to go to for this, okay? Now, this verse, when I say it, might sound kind of harsh, but it says this, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay, declares the Lord." All right? Now, that doesn't mean that God's going to, turn that person into a pillar of smoke, but what that does mean is this. If you do the right thing and you act wisely and somebody goes behind your back and tarnishes your reputation, God will deal with that, okay? God will deal with that in two ways. He'll deal with that person and he'll deal with your reputation, okay? And sometimes when you do the right thing, sometimes the result isn't necessarily exactly what you dreamed of, okay? But that doesn't mean that you do the wrong thing. It doesn't mean that you resort to any other kind of tactic like that. If somebody spreads false rumors about you and you find out about that, well, then that's a great chance to go back to that person and say, hey, I heard you're doing this. Why are you doing that? It's a great chance for a conversation. It's a great chance to reconcile with that person, okay? That's how I would handle that kind of situation. The wise way is definitely not to take it into your own hands and start doing the same thing about them. It doesn't do any good. What should be done about a lead on Leonard who is leading on 10 plus people? Tell me about it. Yeah. Tell me about it. Literally, tell me about it. I'll take care of that. What should be done about a lead on Leonard who's leading on 10 plus people? You know what? I hope that guy, whoever he is, gets conviction. If he's a follower of Christ, he hopefully does get conviction. And if he's doing that, then I just, what you do to other people will be done to you. And so if you're a guy and you have a habit of doing that and you like being a lead on Leonard, well, then when the time comes that you want to pursue somebody, don't be surprised if that same thing happens to you. Stop it. Okay. What if you like someone and you're, I'm so glad you guys are texting. I didn't know if anybody would. There's too many to handle here. What if you like someone and you're not completely sure if they like you or if they don't? That's a good question. Really good question. I would say for that that you give it some time, okay? And at some point, whether you're a guy or you're a girl, at some point, conversation needs to be had, okay? At some point. I'm not saying that girls, every time you like a guy, you walk up and say, hello, I like you. Ah, you won't have much success. Guys, I'm not telling you that every time you like a girl, you get on one knee with some flowers and say, I like you. It might not go well for you down the road. Feel it out. Hang out with them in groups. Be nice to them. Be kind. And eventually there'll be a point when you need to have a conversation. Hey, I'm interested in you and I like you. And I just want to know if you feel the same about me. And there you go. There's your answer. Okay, I could keep going on this, but wow, we've got time. Here's the next question I want to address. How do I break up with someone? In wisdom, how do I break up with somebody? Oh boy. Should we pray about this one? God, I need wisdom. Please give it to me. Okay. Here's the thing. This is a tough one, but the truth is this. Sometime in your life, there will be a time when you may need to break up with somebody that you're with. Okay? Breakups happen. Breakups happen to good people. Breakups happen in relationships where the two people maybe aren't bad people. They're just not the right ones for each other. Now, what makes this hard a lot of times, you guys, is that oftentimes, in a relationship, it's very rare, like in the movies, when two people come to the same agreement. Yeah, we're not supposed to be together. Yeah, mutually shake and move on. Normally, in a breakup scenario, one person really still likes the person, and the other one's the one feels like it's time to move on. So it's not an easy situation. Somebody's going to get their heart hurt. And we have a hard time with breakups for many reasons. When a breakup is in the works, or it's in your mind, or it's this might happen, here's a lot of things that go through your head. What if he or she really is the right one and I break up with them and I've lost my chance at the right one? What if? I don't want to hurt their feelings. What if they kill themselves? That, you might snicker, that is a legitimate question and concern people have. What if they are so, like, what if they go kill themselves because they just don't feel like there's any hope? Legitimate. What if I never find someone again? How do I deal with my parents? How do I deal with their parents? I'm going to see them again. How's that going to work? I told him I loved them. Now how do I break up? I told him I loved them. I promised we'd be together forever. I promised that. So now how am I supposed to undo this? I told them all my secrets. How do I move on? And for those reasons, you guys, some people stay in relationships that they shouldn't be in. They stay in relationships they shouldn't be in. They keep it going because they don't have the courage to be wise and say, despite all that, I need to move on from this. I need to move on. And so, do you wonder sometimes why a lot of marriages aren't great? Do you wonder why there's a guy and a girl together and they suck together and they're still together? Because nobody's willing to have the courage to stand up and say, you know, despite the fact that I may have told them I loved them or wanted to spend the rest of my life with them, I said that out of ignorance and now I need to make a decision and move on. There are times when breakups need to happen, but breakups should never happen like what you're about to see on this video in just a moment. Take a look at this.
Tweets from you guys. Here we go. This first one's from at Mike Menzel. He says, we were on a chairlift heading up the slope. She dumped me. The lift broke, and we had an awkward half hour of silence.
Can you guys turn that up, please?
Nice snow, huh? This one's from at Mulak P. She says, I told the guy I didn't think things were working out. As an April Fool's joke, he agreed. I guess I'm the fool. This one's from at Daddy Griff. He says, I showed up to her house with flowers and candy. Another dude answered the door and said, thanks, bro, she'll love these.
Oh, snap.
This one's from at TDs and Beer 419. He says, my girlfriend called to break up, but I was grounded from the phone, so my mom relayed the message to me.
Honey, Karen called. She doesn't like you anymore.
This one's from at Finaldo VE. He says, I tried to kiss her and she said, you didn't read your emails last night, did you?
Oh.
Don't break up through email.
That was cold. Oh, this one's rough. It's from at Mr. Bramble. He says, I took my girlfriend and her friends to the restaurant I worked at. She dumped me, and then I had to wait their table.
Oh. These are sad.
I know. This one's from at customer 12. She says, at church, he shook my hand and said, I don't think we should date anymore. Peace be with you.
Oh,
nice.
That's not
a place
cool.
to do it. That's a place to do
that's
it.
That's safe. I guess it's a safe place.
Gosh. This one's from at Thomas Thorstad. She said, I don't believe your... She said, I don't believe your future income potential can meet my needs.
Ooh. Yucky.
This last one's from at BachRocks11. She said, he sent me a breakup card that included a Netflix subscription and a Baskin-Robbins gift card.
Whoa.
There you have it. Those are tonight's late night hashtags.
Oh, man. Okay. That is not what we're going for. That's not wisdom, okay? That's not wisdom. Okay. So I need to make a call right now, and I need you guys to help me. It is already noon. So I need to finish this, and then I want to get to some of these, but we may have to skip worship. Are we okay with that?
Yeah.
Worship team, I am so sorry, but I'm going to keep going because I feel like we're in a good groove here. So let me finish this, and I'll get to some of your questions, and then we'll dismiss. Is that okay? Is that okay? All right. Worship team, I honor you and value you. I hate that I made you set up all this to not get to do it. I am sorry, but we love you. I lead on Leonard, did you? I'm sorry. Okay. So what happens if you need to break up? Now, here's what I think. I think if you're a follower of Christ, and I think if you're being sensitive to God's Spirit, I think that in a relationship that's not right, you'll know it because it usually starts with an unsettling feeling in your gut. It usually always starts with an unsettling feeling in your gut, okay? And that's the Holy Spirit. That's the Holy Spirit. And I think that when you're in a relationship that's not the right relationship for you, it doesn't mean that that person's bad, like they're evil. It doesn't mean that, guys. Great people can sometimes not be the right fit for each other relationship-wise. It just is the way it is, okay? I believe that usually there'll be an unsettling feeling, and the Holy Spirit gives you that, and you have a choice at that moment to make. He gives you that so that you can make a choice, all right? I remember vividly, I was in a relationship with somebody for 2 months, and I knew in my gut this is not the right thing. This person had nothing wrong with them. On paper, they were perfect. They were a great person. You know, from all accounts, this was a good relationship. This was a good thing. But I knew in my heart there's just something here that's not right. This is just not, we can be friends, but we cannot, we shouldn't be more than friends. Well, guess what I did? I didn't act on that feeling. We didn't come up with another title, but I was Idiot Ignatio, okay? I was him. And I said, you know what? That's not really God. That's just me being nervous. That's just me reading into it too much. That's just me overthinking it. And guess what I did? I kept that thing going for 7 more months. And you know what? At the end of 9 months, when eventually we did need to break up, because inevitably the Holy Spirit was right 2 months earlier, right? Or at 2 months, 7 months earlier, it was very hard, very difficult. And I could have avoided a lot of pain. I could have avoided a lot of awkwardness. I could have avoided a lot of conflict had I just done it when God told me to do it. So I think that the Holy Spirit will give you a check in your heart, all right? And at that moment, you have a choice. You have a choice to act on that, or you have a choice to ignore it. I promise you, if you ignore it, you'll deal with it sometime. It just will not be as easy. It will be much harder. I promise you that. Wisdom number one for breakups, when you feel a gut check from God and you know it's God, act quickly. Act quickly, okay? That doesn't mean that you give it another 3 weeks just to feel it out, okay? Doesn't mean that you say, well, we'll just give it a few more months. It doesn't mean, well, you know what? Maybe it's because we haven't taken our relationship to the next level. Maybe if we take it to the next level, it's going to be okay. You don't do that. You end it quickly, okay? And guess how you have it quickly? Here's wisdom number two. You have a conversation. A conversation. Not a text, not a tweet, not an Instagram. Heaven forbid you do it through Snapchat. okay? We're done. It's gone. Heaven forbid that you do that. It's got to be a conversation. It's got to be face-to-face. It needs to be in a place that's comfortable for both people. Probably not at Starbucks, because inevitably somebody's going to walk in that you know. And you're like, oh, hey. Awkward. We're just breaking, I mean, building relationship, building common bonds. No. You need to do it in a private situation, okay? Now, the conversation that you need to have, that honestly, I could give you a demonstration, but it's going to vary. And that conversation, I think, is a little bit harder than the conversation I demonstrated earlier, okay? It's a little bit more difficult. So here's what I want you to do. If you're a small group leader in here or a leader at FSM, raise your hand. Okay? Look around the room at these leaders. Look around the room. Check. Keep your hands up. Good. If you come to the place where you need to break up and you need to move on, you go to one of these people with their hand up. Keep it up. And they will help you navigate through that conversation. These guys are wise. These guys will speak wisdom into you. These guys will talk through it with you. They'll help you out, okay? Mike is also raising his hand in the back there. All right? These guys will help you with that conversation because a conversation has to be had. Okay, you're not going to do this through texting. Not if you're an FSM student. And if I find out about that, you're out. Just kidding. You're almost out. But if you break up with somebody with a Snapchat, Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. I'll sick Kimberly Winger on you, ladies. And man. Okay. Wisdom number one, when you need to break up, when you sense that it's from God, you need to move quickly. Wisdom number two, you need to have a conversation. Wisdom number three, ready for this one? You need to have distance. Distance. I don't mean like you move to China. I don't mean that. I mean that you stop texting them. I mean that you stop calling them. I mean that you don't go hang out with them one-on-one. You don't do that. All right? How many... You guys know this. Somebody even said it earlier. Alex, I think, made a joke, which was hilarious, but it's totally true. A lot of guys break up like this, and then they kiss for their breakup. I could have kissed her. I don't like you. It's very much like that with relationships that I see for high schoolers sometime. Hey, we need to break up, and I'm sorry, it's over, but let's just make out real quick. Just like our last one, you know, let's go big for this last one. And then I'm not gonna see you anymore. Come on, guys. That's foolish. That's the foolish guy. That is not wise, okay? I broke up with somebody and kissed him. I did it, okay? I know. I am that guy. It's terrible. No, it's terrible. Don't do that. That was foolish, Frank. Absolutely. Don't do that. When you break up with somebody, you need to have distance, okay, in all seriousness. And that means that you need to lose contact with them for a period of time. I'm not saying forever, but a period of time. Because I guarantee you this, if you don't stop texting them, if you do hang out with them one-on-one, you know what's going to happen? You're going to get back together. And guess what? You're going to break up with them all over again, okay? And then 4 or 5 times, then you'll do it again. Break up with them. Exactly. Then you'll be writing songs like Taylor Swift. Okay? Don't do it. Don't do it. These guys are giving me good, like, good lines here. This is good. Last piece of wisdom for breaking up, you guys. This is a big one. Okay? And this is going above and beyond, but this is doing what God would ask you to do, I believe. You speak well of that person when you're done with them. That sounded bad. You speak well of that person when your relationship moves on. Okay? You speak well of them, okay? And what that means is that you don't break up and then you go around and tarnish their reputation. That doesn't mean that you break up with them and then you go tell everybody what they told you or how they acted when you were together. No, you speak well of that person, or you don't speak about them at all. You speak well, or you don't speak at all right? So, how do we handle breaking up? What's a wise way to handle it? You show honor, you be clear, and you move on. Show honor, be clear, move on. Same kind of advice, but different scenario. Okay. You got a lot of questions. Keep texting them in. It can hold them, I think. Should dating people ever live together before marriage? Somebody tell me why. Everybody said no, but somebody tell me why. Temptation for what? Well, what if you're, but what if you're not having sex? So what if you're living together and you're not having sex? Is that a problem? That's good. That's good. Okay, let's talk about this one, because this is a big one, you guys. And guess what? For you guys, boy, do I feel for you, man. So, guess what? I get to marry people. It's one of the greatest things I get to do. I love doing it. I've performed a number of marriages. I love it. And because I work for the church and I get to marry people, I don't marry them. I officiate for them. You weirdos. You creepers. Golly. Ugh. Come on. I get to officiate their stinking weddings. These people. Okay. I get to officiate the weddings of many people. Let me think. I can count on my fingers two couples that I met with, two couples that weren't living together before they were married. Two. All right? It is the biggest issue we face in the church when it comes to when we're going to marry a couple who profess to be Christians, okay? If they're not a Christian, it's a different scenario. If you are living with a person before you're married, guys, that's wrong. It is just flat out wrong. Because you're not having sex. You're just not. You can't live with somebody and be in that close of quarters and like each other and that not happen. It's just not. If it's possible, there's something weird going on. And you probably need to go get help, all right? You just do, okay? God created us biologically for like the urge to merge is what it's called. You can't fight the urge to merge. You can't fight it, okay? You can't fight the urge to merge. I don't know if you should tweet that one, or at least don't give me credit for it, please. So, the question is, should dating people ever live together before marriage? No. No, not if you're a follower of Christ, you shouldn't. You should date that person with good, healthy boundaries, and then your first night living together should be the night after you get married, or the night of your marriage. Pretty simple. FSN, okay, I am in mutual liking with someone, and I don't contact them all the time. I don't feel like I need to, but I feel bad for it. What do I do or say? I don't quite understand what you're saying. I'm really sorry. I'm not trying to be joking. It sounds like you're mutually, like you guys both like each other, but you feel bad about it. And maybe it's because you don't really like the person. So stop contacting them. I mean, come on. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Mutual liking with someone. I don't contact them all the time. I don't feel like I need to, but I feel bad for it. What do I do or say? Maybe it's my age but I don't understand how you can like somebody and not contact them or want to be in contact with them. Am I an idiot? Well, get over your shyness, okay? No, let me be more sensitive. Sorry, that was really rude. Let me be more sensitive. Sorry, I was a jerk, Jackie. Let me come down a little bit from my anger. No. Hey, if you like somebody and you're not willing to go before them and talk and interact with them, you're never going to have a great relationship. So you need to move on from that. You need to talk to a small group leader. You need to get your courage up, okay? Because your husband and you aren't, and now maybe you will be, but it's not going to last. The marriage won't last. You and your husband are not going to be texting each other for your communication, okay? You're not going to be living with somebody and not have face-to-face conversations and that be a good relationship. So if you're feeling bad about it and you don't contact me all the time, you need to have conversations. You need to sit down. I mean, or you just need to move on and not deal with that person. I don't know if I'm answering that question well. I feel bad, but I just don't understand it. I apologize. What if you like someone and you're not completely sure if they like you or if they don't? It could be. What if you like someone and you're not completely sure if they like you or if they don't? That's a good question. And I would say that at some point, you've got to have a conversation. You've got to ask them. I know that sounds weird. That sounds so foreign that you'd ask somebody if they like you. But it could really avoid a lot of pain and hurt if you just did. Like, hey, you're acting like you like me. Do you like me? Yeah. Great. That's really good. Really, really good. Really, really good. Okay, here's a question. What do I do if I don't like someone, I tell them I don't like them, and then they keep harassing me? They keep pursuing me. Okay, I figured a question like that would come in. So here's my answer to that. Here's one area the Bible gives us a really clear step-by-step process in. It's really great. When somebody, the Bible says, if somebody does something to you or if you're offended by your brother, what do? You go to them, just you and that person. You explain your grievance, okay? And then if that doesn't work, what does the Bible say? You bring somebody else with you. You bring somebody else with you. So here's what I would say. If you don't like someone and you've had a good conversation with them, now here's the thing. If you text them, you are totally in the wrong, okay? Your first step has to be the conversation. Until that point, you're just as guilty, all right? But if you've had a conversation and they're not moving on and they're still trying to pursue you, and then here's what you need to do. You need to bring somebody else with you. And that somebody else is not a friend. No. That somebody else is a leader. Somebody else is a teacher. That's your youth pastor. That somebody else is an adult figure, okay? You bring them with you, or you bring them into the situation and have them give you wisdom in it, okay? They'll help you out with that. Now, somebody yelled a restraining order, which is kind of funny. That would honestly, that's an option at the most extreme, level. I mean, if somebody's parked outside your house just waiting for you and they won't leave and your dad says, hey, dude, you need to move on, and he doesn't, you got to call the police. I mean, what are you going to do? Ooh. What do you do if a guy you like dates your best friend / friends? Okay. Well, here's what I would say. It's obviously a girl who wrote that, because she's talking about a guy. So, here's what, that was your question. We'll talk later. Here's what I would say to that. I would say this, that if you like the guy, pray. It sounds lame, but gosh, I mean, if he's dating your best friend, that's got to be hard. That's got to be rough to be around and to interact with and to see him liking on them, but you really like him. You just need to pray. You need to pray that God will give you strength. You need to pray that God, if he's the right one for you, that he'll notice you, okay? You need to pray that maybe those feelings will go away and you can move on to somebody else. But you have feelings. What I wouldn't do is I wouldn't let that ruin your friendship with the other girls. I wouldn't do that, because probably if the guy's dating your friend / friends, he's probably not going to be around much longer. And he's probably just moving on. That's how I'd handle that one. Let me keep looking here. Wow, it's 12:18. Okay, I'll answer one more here, and then I'm going to pray for you, and I'm going to dismiss you, and we will go. Guys, thanks so much for participating so well. These were really mature, good questions. And sorry, my thing acted up weird here. What do you do if people think you're being flirtatious, but you're just trying to be friends? Good one. What do you do if people think you're being flirtatious, but you're just trying to be friends? It's a great, great, great question. So there's some of us who are physical, our love language is things like physical touch, okay? And what that means is that, hey, you know, like, I'm really huggy. Like, I like to hug people. I like to, physical touch is how I, you know, how I show love, okay? Doesn't mean that I'm romantically loving on somebody. It just means that's how I show affection, all right? Now, this can happen for guys as well as girls, okay? And it can happen in a number of different areas, but I've seen it a lot in the physical contact realm, that you have a guy who he just likes to hug, and so he's going around and hugging, and people are like, that guy's just flirty, man. He's just flirting with all the girls, and look at what he's doing, you know? Girls, same kind of thing. Man, she's just like making her way around. She's just being super flirty. Here's what you got to do. You need to, first of all, stay with me, guys. Stay with me. First thing you need to do is you need to make sure that in public, the way that you represent yourself doesn't give anybody a reason to question whether you're flirting or not, okay? And so you just need to be cautious of that. If you're a person who likes to hug and likes to be kind of friendly and like that, that's great, but just be wise in the way that you do it, okay? Don't hug guys or girls. Don't hug straight on. Do a side hug, okay? Do high fives. Serious, all right? Don't hold hands with somebody who you're not in a relationship with. And I would even say this, monitor that too. If you're with somebody and you're around here, don't be the obvious holding hands. Just don't be like that, okay? Make sure that you're watching yourself and guarding the way you're presenting yourself and the way that you're being perceived, okay? And beyond that, if people still spread rumors about you, then again, I think God will deal with that, all right? Guys, thank you. God, here's the thing, guys. I'm going to close right now. God wants you to have good relationships. God wants you to be fruitful in your relationships. Great relationships come. Oh, thank you. Yeah, my editor didn't catch that one. Me. But guys, relationships can be messy and hard, and these subjects that we covered in here, and these are just the kind of the messier parts of relationships, but they need to be learned to handle well, okay? And it's good that we learn to do that. So what did we learn today? Show honor, be clear, move on, all right? I'm going to pray for you. You're dismissed. Let me ask you one thing real quick. Did you guys enjoy being able to text in questions? Was that helpful? Okay, so here's what we might do next week. Next week, we'll do this again, and we might make the entire time just about texting in questions. And we'll just text in. You can text them in on any subject related to this, and we'll just answer them. Sound good? I'm going to pray for you. God, I just thank you for these guys. Thanks for all these students and for their just their lives. Thank you that we get to pour into them. And God, I just pray in this area, relationships, that today, God, your Holy Spirit would go with them and remind them of what they learned today, and that when they have to break up, when there's somebody that likes them that they don't like, that they would do it, that they would handle that in wisdom and graciousness. I pray you'd bless their week. In Jesus' name, amen.